Hello, I'm George.
And I'm Matt.
And welcome to the second installment of George and Matt Present
a podcast.
Yay!
Yay.
What's up first, Matt?
What's up first, George? I'll tell you, mate. Celebrity gossip. And boy, do we have something for you. Do we?
Yep, we do. We do.
Should we just kick it off with Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus' new video?
Oh, I actually haven't watched it, but she gets naked on a wrecking ball.
Really?
And I think, what's his name? Terry Richardson, the guy that does all the photos, directed it.
Oh, yeah.
The guy with glasses. Wait, I'll try and find it on this. Stuff.co.nz, shout out to you.
What's the song called?
I think it's just Wrecking Ball.
Sounds and shit.
Most likely. Here it is. Miley's shocking new video.
Do you think it's an improvement from the VMAs?
Anything's improvement from that.
Do you think she likes her own performance?
No.
Do you think she regrets it?
Oh, no doubt about it.
You don't think she regrets it?
No, like, she would. Why? No one would like that.
Did you see what she tweeted about it?
No, what'd she say?
She said something like, it was the highest trending thing on Twitter and of all time, Miley Cyrus' VMA performance.
Probably because everyone found it so easy to like joke about.
Yeah.
Well, just checked Facebook and apparently Odd Future are making a movie.
A movie?
Called Wolf.
What about?
I don't know.
A movie called Wolf?
No, a movie.
Called Wolf?
Wolf, about Odd Future.
To go along with his album?
I don't think so. I think it's just, right, Tyler created it. Oh, I'm not too sure. Maybe it was just a short thing. Well, there's an awkward gap of silence.
I was just searching for something to talk about.
What else is... It's been a month and nothing really happened in that month.
It's been a very, very boring month. I want to talk about the VMAs, but it was so long ago. Nothing has really happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is pretty awkward. Oh, there's Lorde, the New Zealand singer, who got into the Billboard charts, like number 8 or something.
She was number 1 on the alternative charts.
Yeah, but for a while, Billboard's like the big dog one.
Number 8.
She was number 8 out of like everyone in the world. She's only, what, 16, 17?
Solid effort. Probably still behind Gangnam Style, though.
What have we done with our lives? We're the same age.
What is she, 16?
I think she... I don't know. She might be 17 now.
I bet she's never drunk 24 beers and then vomited...
You never have we.
And then vomited out your asshole. I bet she's never done that.
She's 16 years old.
So I'm one up.
She hasn't drunk 8 diesels, because that's my life achievement.
8 diesels.
After that, it's no man's land. There's no way you can ever get past 8. Shout out to Charlie for thinking he could do it, but he really... We drunk half his other ones.
That's for later. Charlie's segment.
Oh, yeah. We segue.
Segue, are we going to do it now?
No. What was it? Are we spoiler?
Spoiler. What about it? A teaser.
A teaser, that's the one. What else is new in entertainment and celebrity gossip?
I can't really think of anything recently.
Neither.
No.
Eminem's back. Dyed his hair blonde again like he did when he was like 20.
So he's going to be Slim Shady again.
Yeah, he sure is.
You looking forward to his album?
No, I don't really care. I don't really like him that much.
Good.
But, you know, I'm open to new shit.
Not new shit, he's been around for like 40 years. How old do you reckon he is?
I don't even know. Probably like 35, maybe.
I reckon he's 40.
You reckon?
He's got Pharrell. Pharrell.
He's 40 on the dot, mate.
Oh man, I'm a genius.
He turns 41 on October 17th.
Next year. This year.
This year. This. Well, you're a fucking idiot, mate.
Sorry.
All right, that probably wraps it up for a bit.
I'm sorry for the dry celebrity gossip this month.
Yeah, well, the next section's even drier. Sport. Well, I'm not a big fan of watching the All Blacks because they just win every game, so it's pointless.
And a very unconvincing win this weekend.
Did you watch it?
No, I've heard about it, though.
Oh, Karen Reid did a fucking sick offload. I saw that on Facebook.
Apparently, it's just a very boring game. But I guess all the games are getting boring because they just keep winning.
It's only interesting for the World Cup, really.
Do you reckon?
Oh, when it's shit. All Blacks just dominate everything. It's pointless.
What's it called? Is it the Quad Nations now?
No, it's called like the Investec Cup or some shit.
Championship.
Yeah.
Investec Championship.
Something like that.
I'll probably watch the final for that.
Well, the All Blacks will win.
Yeah. Gotta represent your country.
Yeah, you'd be. How about them, those sailors, eh?
The American sailors. This is, I love this actually. I was watching it the other day.
We actually?
Yeah, before school. It was great stuff. They bloody fly.
It's not really.
Do you not?
A big, interesting sport though.
I just find it quite interesting.
Really?
Like,
you must have a shit life.
Oh, I do. I do have a horrible life. It's really shit. But
yeah, don't complain.
But buddy, I think it's the only sport where New Zealand can compete against Americans.
Really?
Yeah.
Surely not.
Just think about it. What other sport do you think?
Tennis? Golf? Yeah, golf, you stupid idiot.
Golf. Who's the last person to win golf?
Michael.
That was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, and Lydia Ko, she's fucking awesome.
She's not even professional. That's not even. Yeah, that's just not head. That's not head on head competition though.
It is sort of.
It's not. Team like head on head competition.
Oh, team sports you're talking. Oh, yeah, probably.
I'd love to see them bring the big thing. What's it called? The America's Cup back.
Yes.
First time since.
Don't even.
95, the year I was born.
No way, me too.
Oh. 18 years since last victory. Let's bring it home, boys.
All right. What else is new in sport?
Should we?
What other? Oh, tennis was on.
Oh, US Open. New York.
Is it Nadal who won?
Nadal?
Yeah.
And Williams second. Won as well, didn't she?
Huh?
Williams won as well? Serena?
Probably.
Probably.
Which is pretty good, I hear. Yeah, it says here, Rafael Nadal crowned his brilliant year by defeating world number one Novak Djokovic to win the US Open men's singles title at Arthur Ashe Stadium. So well done to him.
Well done.
That's about it for sports.
It's very dry today.
And now we've ran out of topics to speak about.
Let's, there's pretty interesting weather at the moment.
Oh yeah, it's really windy outside.
I was driving over here and there was branches on the road. It's a caution. This is a hazard. If you're driving today, then take care because there's trees on the road. Wear your seatbelt.
Oh yeah.
This has been a public service announcement from George Wilson. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's actually really scary. Yeah.
It's really scary.
It's like the apocalypse.
The end is here. Stay calm.
What else is there to talk about? Their boring ass lives. Well, you went on basketball tournament, mate. Can you tell us a bit about that?
It was embarrassing for our whole team. We lost. We lost some games and we won some games and we got some buckets. And we finished 13th.
13th out of
22, maybe?
22.
22.
So you're a bit below half.
That's where I sit in life usually. Just below the average.
Yeah.
What about your week?
My week with you away. It is ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
Well, it's mostly ups. Mostly. The only down was you coming back, really.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, great for you.
Yeah. It was alright. What else is there to talk about?
This is so dry.
I know. This is actually boring.
Should we finish this up?
I think we should give a special shout out to our only listener, Sean Stagg.
Shout out, Steggy, if you're listening, just give us a wee clap right now. I know you're lying in bed listening on your iPod right now. Just sit up in bed and just clap us, applaud us, because we're doing this all for you and you alone.
Yeah.
Should we finish this up with Charlie?
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about Charlie. Jeez, 10 minutes today.
Okay, well, if you don't know Charlie, and if you haven't listened to our previous podcast, Charlie is our friend who is quite
different,
and he's a funny wee person. He does funny things.
he's real into his cars, which is real douchey.
And he's a bit of a loser, old man. Thinks he's the bee's knees, and he just loses his temper so easily, and it's great. I love it. So,
what's the Charlie story we can talk about today?
We talk about how he cried.
We can't really say what it was about, though.
We can.
Well, we're not name-dropping, are we?
Charlie Morrison.
Right, well, you know what I mean.
Okay, Charlie Morrison, the crier.
At New Year's, what was it, 2012?
Yeah, the last New Year's.
At Wanaka. Charlie cried a few times.
He's in touch with his emotions.
Not caused by pain. It was emotional pain. It was
brought on by alcohol. Influenced by alcohol.
Yeah, but he doesn't drink much, so it's probably like 2 beers.
Charlie's a light drinker.
And pretty much, I'm not too sure what happened, but he was mentioned an old girlfriend back from about 2011 who dumped him.
Cold-blooded bitch. How could you dump that beautiful man, Giles?
I could think of a few ways, but anyway, somehow that came up and Charlie remembered his love for her.
She was there.
Oh, was it? Oh, we're talking about that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
That wasn't the real reason.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I thought we were talking about a different story, but okay. I think it's the same along the same lines. Yeah, he just was a little bitch and started crying, talked about his feelings. She obviously didn't feel the same way back, and
which is a surprise.
It's a shocker.
God, ladies, if you're looking for an eligible young bachelor, please get in touch with us, and we can hook you up with Charles Stuart Morrison the 7th.
Should I read out his cell phone number?
Yeah,
no, I probably shouldn't. That's probably
we'll link him in the description. We'll link his Facebook page in the description.
We'll give you the first 9 numbers, and you're just gonna guess the last one. 027-843-192. You can guess the last number, and if you get it right, you've probably found yourself a husband or something.
A very affectionate man child.
He will drive you in his super cool car everywhere.
It's not that cool. It's not cool. So should we call it a day?
Should we call it a day?
Thank you for listening.
It's been a shitty episode, and I can't see it getting any better.
I'm really sorry, actually.
This could be our last podcast. Due to us being pulled off iTunes. Just if it is our last podcast, I'd like to say thanks to our sponsor, stuff.co.nz.
Unofficial, of course.
And Gucci.
Gucci.
Yeah, that's about it.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Sean.